Hello, and welcome to Conscious Hoofbeat. My name is Dr. Pamela Maynard, and I am passionate about guiding lifestyle horsewomen on their journey to inner health and increased awareness through online educational programs, presencing groups, and inner health circle. Before I get started, I just want to remind you that when you visit my website, ConsciousHoofbeat.com, you can get a free audio that shares one exercise you can do right now to be more present with your horse. So, it's Labor Day weekend, and a friend of mine texted me the other day and asked if I had any fireworks. I confusingly responded, "No, why do you ask?" She replied that she was trying to think of something to do over the long weekend without going anywhere. I asked her, "What's wrong with just hanging out with your husband and animals?" I hadn't even remembered that it was a long weekend because, quite honestly, I don't ever get a day off. The cats and horses have to be fed and cared for whether it's a holiday or not, and I'm perfectly okay with that. I grew up on a farm, so feeding on Christmas and Thanksgiving and birthdays and holidays was just a way of life. 3-day weekends have never really existed in my world. Labor Day is supposed to be a creation of the labor movement and is dedicated to the social and economic achievements of American workers. But on an energetic level, labor reflects the masculine, which includes movement, motion, and goal-oriented action. So while you are enjoying your Labor Day, and after you feed the horses and cleaned the stalls, I want you to take a moment and do a little inner reflective work in honor of Labor Day and ask yourself, what areas of your life need more examination and work? What are you overlooking, avoiding, or neglecting? Labor also refers to the literal use of your energy. What forms of emotional, physical, or spiritual labor are no longer working for you? Be single-minded and practical. There is no point persisting with something that you have given a lot of energy to but is not working. Think about drawing a line or a boundary with your time. Be decisive and say no and goodbye to tasks that no longer serve you or your highest good. Just as we clean out our stalls, we also need to clean out our habits. Your time and energy are limited and precious. Respect them, because what would it be like if amongst your cleaning, you had more time and energy for your horse? Take a moment and ponder that. And in the meantime, I hope you had a great holiday weekend and enjoyed your horse.